Well, we're going to talk about shadows and types now. We're talking about Passover and why
not
it's...
Not a game.
It's not a game. It's Passover. This particular holiday, this day, this event, this invitation from Jesus that said, I long to be with you. Will you eat this meal with me? This has been going on for 2,000 years, but actually the Passover goes a lot further back than that. Shadows and types. So think about this. Think about a light, like above your head up here, holding your hand out, the light shining on your hand, and it's casting a shadow down below, right? So the shadow is evidence that the object and the light exist, even if you can't see either one.
Right.
All right? Light, object, shadow.
Sure.
Right? So studying shadows and types, like Passover, show us how God's plan for redemption was not an afterthought, but in motion from the beginning. He's been in love with you for so long. Before we know him as Jesus or Yeshua, he was the Son of God, eternal, with no beginning. He was and is and always will be God, right? We know Passover is a shadow and type of Jesus, the Lamb of God on the cross, because Jesus told us so. We also know Passover doesn't begin in Egypt. Revelation 13:8, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose names have not been written in the Lamb's book of life, the Lamb who was slain from the creation of the world. That's important because that tells us that it's not just a Jewish thing. It is a Jewish thing, but it's not just a Jewish thing. It's a human thing. The fact that he is slain tells us there's a battle raging from the very beginning, so we can expect there to be blood and violence and death. All right? There are volumes discussing shadows and types of Christ and Passover in the Old Testament, so I'm just going to touch on a couple, and one of them, of course, our friend Isaac. The shadow of Isaac. So you have the only son of promise. How is he like Jesus? Well, he's the only begotten of the Father. Isaac carried wood for his own sacrifice on his back. Of course, Jesus bore his own cross up the hill. Isaac submitted willingly to his father, same as Jesus. So a lot of people like to use that as a shadow and type of the cross. It kind of is and kind of isn't. The problem is Isaac was to be sacrificed on Mount Moriah. If you've been to Israel, you know Jesus was not crucified on Mount Moriah. He was outside the city. The other issue is Isaac's life is spared. Jesus, of course, dies on the cross. So what you're looking for is a different kind of a shadow. What else could that be pointing to? So the question, was Israel ever taken captive and rescued by a lamb? Passover, of course. It's a perfect Isaac and the almost slaying of Isaac is the perfect shadow and type of Passover. So it's an indirect shadow type of the cross. We use it as a direct one, but that's really not right. So that's one kind of a shadow. The other one is a shadow of a wedding. On the sixth day, God creates Adam, then later puts Adam to sleep. To sleep and death is the same word in Hebrew. So he puts him to sleep to pull a rib out of his side, which eventually becomes his bride, Eve. Now, on the cross, when Jesus dies, a spear goes into the side of Jesus, blood and water pour out, his bride, the church, is born. The creation of both Adam and Eve was on Rosh Hashanah, the new year, which is in the fall. 2,500 years later, a new calendar is created at Passover, and we meet the Passover lamb. So you see that shadow of the bride of Christ coming forth. But, of course, the best, most profound of all the shadows and types is the lamb. We're going to go to the cross when we come back.